Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We are looking at a Sunday school lesson about Samuel and how he had turned the government of the people over to the king that God had Samuel anoint, King Saul. God had told Samuel that they were not rejecting you, Samuel. They are rejecting me. And nevertheless, God granted their request for a king. And as Samuel turned this kingdom over to Saul, he made a speech. And we're coming to the very end of this speech. And part of this speech is to show that we should love and obey God. Now, we were talking about that in our last class. And we're going to begin now looking at some verses in the New Testament and then read the conclusion of this Sunday school lesson. And then I want to turn, as the Elam had suggested in this, and read from Deuteronomy chapter 28 about God's promises and warnings and how they're all fulfilled, as we see in the history of Israel. And so we'll be there in just a moment. While you're turning in your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 12, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, in this last lesson, in the last class period, we were talking about how that Samuel had told the people in 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 24 to fear Jehovah and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things that he hath done for you. There are New Testament passages that teach us that we need to serve Jehovah and to fear him. In Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, Paul wrote, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service. And be not fashioned according to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 15, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, in verse 14, we read that the love of Christ constraineth us, because thee wast judge that one died for all, therefore all died. In 1 John chapter 4, in verse 19, we read that we love because he first loved us. This declaration. Now, verse 25, let me read to that. That is 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 25. But if ye shall still do wickedly, ye shall be consumed, both ye and your king. This declaration goes to show still further that God could not spare and save them in sin and rebellion. In Joshua's farewell address, he placed these same principles as conditions before the people that Joshua did in Joshua 24 and verse 20, where he said, if ye forsake Jehovah and serve foreign gods, then he will turn and do you evil and consume you after that he hath done you good. And as Moses had done in Deuteronomy 28, and we'll be looking at that in just a moment. But first, let me read this. Truly, it has been said, never was a people more fully warned, and never did a people profit less by the warning. All this admonition and warning is to us. Both the kingdom and the king were consumed because they did not heed the warning and walk in the good and right way. Now, as old Brother Elam suggested when he was putting the Sunday school lesson together, he suggested we read Deuteronomy 28. And we'll be reading that, and we'll probably be reading it to the end of the program, but there's so many good lessons in this. Let me read it to you now. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1. And I'm reading from the American Standard Version. Moses said, "It shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of Jehovah thy God, to observe to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that Jehovah thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee, if thou wilt hearken unto the voice of Jehovah thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy breast, the increase of thy cattle, and the young of thy flock. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy kneading trough. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out." Jehovah, Deuteronomy 28 and verse 7, "Jehovah will cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thee. They shall come out against thee one way and shall flee before thee seven ways. Jehovah will command the blessing upon thee in thy barns, and in all that thou puttest thy hand into, and he will bless thee in the land which Jehovah thy God giveth thee. Jehovah will establish thee for an holy people unto himself, as he had sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of Jehovah thy God, and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of Jehovah, and they shall be afraid of thee. And Jehovah will make thee plenteous for good in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which Jehovah sware unto thy fathers to give thee. Jehovah will open unto thee his good treasures, the heavens, to give the rain of thy land in its seasons, and to bless all the work of thy hands. And thou shalt lead unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And Jehovah will make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if thou shalt hearken unto the commandments of Jehovah thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them, and shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them." Deuteronomy 28:15. "But it shall come to pass, that if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of Jehovah thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shalt be thy basket and thy kneading trough. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, the increase of thy cattle, and the young of thy flock. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out." Deuteronomy 28 and verse 20. Jehovah will send upon thee cursing, discomfiture, and rebuke in all that thou puttest thy hand unto do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly, because of the evil of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. Jehovah will make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until he hath consumed thee from off the land, whether thou goest in to possess it. Jehovah will smite thee with consumption, and with fever, and with inflammation, and with fiery heat, and with the sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. And the heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. Jehovah will make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 25. Jehovah will cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them, and shalt flee seven ways before them. And thou shalt be tossed to and fro among the kingdoms of the earth. And thy dead body shall be food unto all the birds of the heavens, and unto the beasts of the earth, and there shall be none to frighten them away. Jehovah will smite thee with the boil of Egypt, and with the emrods, and with the scurvy, and with the itch, whereof thou canst not be healed. Jehovah will smite thee with madness, and with blindness, and with astonishment of heart, and thou shalt grope at noonday, as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and robbed alway, and there shall be none to save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shall not use the fruit thereof. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thy enemies, and thou shalt have none to save thee. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day, and there shall be naught in the power of thy hand. The fruit of thy ground and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed away, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. Jehovah will smite thee in the knees and in the legs with sore boils thereof, that cannot be healed, from the sole of thy foot unto the crown of thine head. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 36. Jehovah will bring thee and thy kingdom, whom thou shalt set over thee, into a nation that thou hast not known, thou nor thy fathers. And there thou shalt serve other gods, wood and stone. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all the peoples, whether Jehovah shall lead thee away. And thou shalt carry much seed out into the field, and shall gather little in. For the locust shall consume it, and thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them. But thou shalt not drink of the wine, nor gather the grapes, for the worm shall eat them. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy borders, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thine olive shall cast its fruit. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but they shall not be thine, for they shall go into captivity. All thy trees and the fruit of thy ground shall the locust possess. The sojourner that is in the midst of thee shall mount up above thee higher and higher, and thou shalt come down lower and lower. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. And all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of Jehovah thy God, to keep his statutes and his commandments, which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 47. Because thou servest not Jehovah thy God with joyfulness, and with gladness of heart, by reason of the abundance of all things, therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies that Jehovah shall send against thee, in hunger, and in thirst, in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until they have destroyed thee. Jehovah will bring a nation against thee from afar, and from the end of the earth, as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance that shall not be regarded. The person of the old are so favored to the young, and shall eat the fruit of thy cattle and the fruit of thy ground, till thou be destroyed. That also shall not leave thee grain, new wine, or oil, the increase of thy cattle or the young of thy flock, until they shall have caused thee to perish. Oh, it is a grievous thing to turn away from God, and Israel in doing so brought upon themselves all of these woes.